Alison will start by introducing some summer and sporting stories from this week's Evening News.
Yes, Phil, it's a hot, dry start to summer and all sorts of sporting events are underway. So we'll start with news of the drought, fires and sport, including Alfie Hewitt's failure to win a Wimbledon title this year. An Evening News World exclusive interview with the new owner of Norwich City Football Club and the bowling out of Sir Alastair Cook. Phil, can you start us off with a warning from Anglian Water?
People have been urged to stop using their hoses and drastically reduce their water use as the region dries up after weeks of baking temperatures. Anglian Water has issued the plea as it looks to preserve stocks after the driest spring in 100 years and a prolonged period of higher than average temperatures. The company is closely monitoring water levels and has not ruled out a hosepipe ban if the hot and dry conditions continue. In the meantime, it's calling on people to reduce the amount of water they use. Meanwhile, Norfolk farmers have been stopped from abstracting water for their crops this week as the situation deteriorates.
Firefighters have faced a record-breaking number of wildfires in Norfolk following the driest spring on record. The dry and hot conditions have created a busy 6 months for the Norfolk Fire Service. Crews have battled more wildfires than ever before, as little rainfall and successive heat waves have led to the region facing the risk of drought conditions. A spokesman for Norfolk Fire and Rescue said, "The dry and hot conditions so far this summer have meant that 2025 has broken the record for the number of wildfires for the first 6 months of a calendar year. We would continue to urge everyone in Norfolk to help us by preventing fires from occurring, by, for example, fully extinguishing cigarettes, disposing of all litter in the bin, and having picnics instead of barbecues. And of course, if you see a fire break out, call 999 immediately."
Alfie Hewitt couldn't help but smile despite defeat in the wheelchair singles final at Wimbledon. The defending champion was beaten 3-6, 7-5, 6-2 by top seed Takito Oda in an entertaining contest between the two leading lights of the men's wheelchair game. Their battle took place in front of a large crowd on number one court, and Hewitt could only grin at the growth of the game in spite of the sting that came with being unable to defend his title. "After a loss, it can be quite easy to get down on yourself and be negative about it. But I actually felt a lot of positivity from the match, whether that be the sport of the crowd, the way I played in moments. Takito is an incredible player and he brings something to the court that not many other players bring. I'm disappointed and I feel like I missed my opportunity when it came about, but there was also that set and a half lead that I can be proud of and take a lot from."
As Mark Attanasio sat in Norwich City's academy boardroom, able to look out upon the Avant Training Centre, Liam Manning and the Canaries' first team, it was hard to ignore the symbolism. Coney is now the Americans' realm, after his Norfolk Holdings Group officially took control of the club as majority shareholders in March. Here he prepared for his first exclusive interview since making the leap from joint owner to man in charge, with Pinkham journalists waiting to quiz him on a variety of topics. Attanasio isn't entirely hands-off, and that also came through. He added to a heavy dose of ambition in Tuesday's Carrow Road fan forum to reinforce his promotion hopes, targeting the Premier League repeatedly in as clear a sign as any that the word transition will be absent from NR1 next term.
It was an innings that one of England's greatest batsmen might rather forget, when he was bowled out for 17 by a good old Norfolk farmer. Now cricket appears to be closing ranks to spare the blushes of Test legend Sir Alastair Cook. Sir Alastair recounts the incident on his Stick to Cricket podcast, saying, "It happened when he was playing for Bedfordshire Farmers during a game in Norfolk. The game is believed to have taken place against West Norfolk Cricket Club, WNCC, last week at Holt, but no more details, including the final score, have been made public."